the real happiness in the life, the real peace of mind, the best peace of mind, you see, the best way to find satisfaction in the life, the best way to find peace in the mind, or best way to enjoy the life, you see, the way to obtain, achieve happiness in the life, that is by dedicating one's own life for other sentient beings, you know. you see, making one's own life, making one's own life beneficial for other sentient beings, making one's own life beneficial for other sentient beings. So even one has problems, but make it beneficial for other sentient beings. Even one doesn't have problems, but again, still need to make a life beneficial for other sentient beings. You know, one need to give meaning. Even one doesn't have problems, such as disease and so forth, relationship problems and so forth, but still one need to give meaning to the life. One need to make a life, you see, beneficial, worthwhile. However, you see, even one has problems, make it beneficial for all sentient beings, you know. You see, to use it, in other words, to make it beneficial for other sentient beings. What he's saying is that use one's own problem as a path to the happiness. utilizing one's own problem as a path to obtain happiness for others. You see, using one's own problem to cause happiness for other sentient beings. So that is what it means. You see, the way to do that is then using the problem in order to to heal our own mind and body. Using the problem to heal the mind, the most important one, because without healing the mind, you see, without healing the mind, then even with the medicine heals the external things, medicines, you see, heals the disease, but they come back, because since nothing is done to the mind, since mind is not fixed up, mind is not healed, so therefore there's always danger that, you see, the mind creates the same problem. You see, mind creates the then does the same thing, same action again, and that, you see, that causes the unhealthy. So even though there is medicine that which can cure, you know, which can give cureness, however, that's still not the best thing. It's not the best thing because the cause of the problem is not outside, it's inside the mind. It's inside the mind. So outside there's condition. But there's no cause of sicknesses, relationship problems, any problem that we have, the cause is not outside. It's in the mind. So therefore, you see, if there is a cause, you see, if there is the mind that which brings this, which produces these problems, and then when there's a cause, then there's a condition outside also. the inner cause creates the outside condition. that which, you see, bring these problems. But if, you see, if there's no inner cause, you see, if there's no cause, that which is the mind, you see, that which is in the mind, you see, and then you see, then even there outside, those phenomena is there, but they cannot become conditioned. They cannot become conditioned for problems. For example, that for example, the one you see, one place where there's epidemic disease, epidemic disease. even though majority of the people they get sick, colds or something, whatever you see. A majority of the people, even they get sick, but there are some people there do not get sick. You know, living in the same place with those other people, but there are some people, you see, who don't get sick. So that's common. This is it's a common experience. you see, like India, many places, you know, a common experience we have seen many times. everyone gets most of the people get cold, cough, but there are people. But there are people, you see, living in the same place, associated with these people, but they don't get. So there are many examples like this. also now there's mentioned in the TVs. So you see, laying down in the sun, you see, at the beach. so that makes skin cancer. You see, if the sun, if that's the main cause of the cancer, then everybody who lay down in the sun should have skin cancer. everyone should get. But also is another reason. Also, another thing is that, you see, there has been only a certain number of years ago since the cancer was discovered. You see, the cancer didn't happen from the cancer did not happen from very beginning of the, from very beginning when human beings started on this earth. Since this earth evolved and human beings started, you see. Cancer has not been from the very beginning. since human being started, human being staying in the sun started from when the human being happened. But you see, human being happened. You see, from that time, since when human being happened, it starts to be under the sun. So therefore, and at the beginning, there's no house. At early times, there was no house. House happened much later, building houses. However. building shelter happened much later. However, so you see, if the sun is the main cause of the cancer, then you see the cancer should happen from that time. So why didn't happen that time? You see, that's the question. You see, that's the main cause. So. That's one thing. And second thing is, you see, even now this, it doesn't mean everybody gets skin cancer from that. So it proves that's not the main cause. That is not the main cause. You see, that's not the main cause. Main cause is, you see, it's inside, it's not outside. You know. Cause is mind. Mind is a particular thought way of thinking. the disturbing thought, some of those thoughts, you see, some of their thoughts, so the certain way of thinking, you see, that which becomes healing, the certain way of thinking, that which brings peace, you know, because it becomes healing, the certain way of thinking, that which is opposite to that. So, the attitude. So, therefore, the reason why is it possible that therefore some people, you see, being under the sun becomes a condition, becomes a condition of the skin cancer. So this happens for those who has the cause in the mind, you know, and then those who have a cause in the mind, you see. Then those who don't have a cause in the mind, you know, you see, then even the conditions, you see, being in the sun, even that phenomena is there, the outside phenomena being in the sun, water being in the sun is there, but you see, it doesn't become condition. It doesn't become condition to get the skin cancer because there's no cause inside. So the main thing, what makes definite to experience the problem such as skin cancer. This is just one tiny example, just one, you know, like one atom. But all the problems, you know, any life problem, is that if there's a cause, if there's a cause in the mind, then you don't do anything. You don't purify. You don't do anything to that. Then, you see, then from that, the problem comes. The problem gets manifested. I say, that one gets manifested. You see, that one, I say, actualizes or the manifest. You know. So that one, you see, get projected, you see, in the appearances, you know, that one get projected into the appearances, into the view of the mind. So that's what it is. An appearance of mind, a view, a particular view of mind. Particular creation of mind. So as long as the mind is nothing done mentally, you see, nothing done, then it's definitely bring a problem. But if something is done, you see, you see, like when there's a physical sickness, you know, that, you know, taking the external medicine and heals that. Same like that. Is a mental the to transform this, to purify this, to transform this. You know, you see. The cause of the problems, as I mentioned yesterday, is the action, the imprint that's left there, you see, to purify these things, to completely cease these things. Okay? That depends on the inner medicine. Inner medicine, not external. Not external, you see, the chemical or substances, but that healing has been done by the inner medicine, which is your own mind, which is one's own mind, you know, one's own, you see, positive attitude. So inner medicine is what? That is the meditation. Inner medicine is the meditation. The inner medicine, meditation. So that is, see, all this, inner cause is the mind or this imprint, what's left on the mind. So therefore, the way to heal that, the way of healing that or ceasing all these things, cause of problems, has to be done by only the mind. Has to be done, you see, to be directly healed, to be directly, all these causal problems to be directly ceased, has to be done by the mind, by the mind itself. And that mind is one's own mind, one's own mind. So you see, meditation is that making your own mind medicine, making one's own mind, you see, medicine. You see, the inner medicine to heal one's own the mind, the cause of the, to purify, you see, to cease cause of the, you know, all the problems. So like that. So actually the healing, you see, comes from, you see, the healing. Here I'm just talking words, blah, 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 blah. But you see, healing actually comes from each individual person. You see, from one's own mind, you know. You see, through one's own meditation. You see, positive way of thinking. The wisdom and compassion, basically. So the motivation, the motivation then, you see, to benefit for everybody. Okay. For that reason, you see, I'm going to the eating course. Language. It's clear? Yeah. The other thing is a you see. Actually I meant to be expressed yesterday, but it didn't happen, so you see, all of us are same. All of us same, you see. There's no, say, something. escape or the same. All of us are same. It's like this. You see. Everybody have experience of, hunger. You see, hunger. You see, when there's no food in stomach, when the food in stomach is gone out, and then when everything's gone out, you know, when the stomach's empty, then hunger starts. So then you eat food. So it's until we are free from the cause of the hunger and thirst, hot and cold, until all of us become free from the cause of these problems, completely liberated from the cause of all these problems. Until we reach that level, we are all the same. have to go through this problem, you know. So it's just the time. this hour. Say this hour. You see, you know, that's this hour. this hour, you see, one is not hungry, but that the other person hungry. another hour, you see, that person not hungry, but you are hungry. So, like that, you see, like that, same. This disease is not a new experience. This, they're nothing new. We all have gone, you see, they're nothing new. That nothing new thing. It's not new phenomena. It's old experience. That even, you see, even the people, you see, who go, say, even I believe, I don't like this and that. You see, if I believe by or something, it's a blood check or something. But that's just, you know, my belief in this is just, like as I mentioned, is the person not hungry, this hour, same like this. You see, like that. It's a question, you see, I'm just this time, but it doesn't mean that I never gone through those, you see, you know, the disease what other people are experiencing. You see, the water doctors they recommended to you, recommended over the door, the doctors, what they, you see, introduced or explained to you. It doesn't mean that I haven't gone through. It doesn't mean that. You see, that you see, going through the, I had those, all those problems. You know, whatever disease that is on this earth, you see, you know, whatever there is, whatever types, different what they are, I have gone through all this. It's nothing new. I've gone through this numerous times. Got recover, maybe sometimes, sometimes not. Just, you know, live life with that. Then, however, you see, because when you leave the body, then mind continues. Mind doesn't have disease. Mind doesn't have those physical disease. So when you leave the body, you don't go with, you don't reincarnate with the disease. So it's like that. You see, when the body is left, the disease, the physical disease, one doesn't experience, so the mind doesn't care that, you know. Because you need a body to have it. So, however, so all this is nothing new. I myself gone through this numerous times in the past. Even though it is regarded, even though in the world, from Western point of view, even though it is regarded new in the Western point of view, in the according to Western philosophy, it's a new disease, you know. But from the point of view of meditation, from the point of view of Dharma, from the point of view of Buddha's, you see, explanation of mind, explanation of, you see, the world is the samsara, you see. according to experience of the whole entire, according to a whole entire experience of the samsara, this is nothing new. This is not the first time. this is not the first time. So, for example, myself, you see, I've gone through this number of times. And also, if I don't do something with my mind now, then also I'll be going through this again. So it's nothing. So therefore, it's nothing new. So just it's a part of nature. You know that you plant seed and stem comes. Plant seed in the ground, stem comes. It's like that. Part of nature. So we had numerous times all these experiences. And myself, you see, I had numerous times. So like that. So now here, now, this time, because of this, the problems, it can be a problem, it cannot be a problem. There's two ways. with one concept is a problem, with one concept is not a problem. But this, I will speak later. however, by having, because of these problems, and especially because we have this precious human body, and first of all, they're having the mind that which has all the potentials, to achieve any happiness what one wishes to achieve, especially ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness. Up to the peerless, the full enlightenment. This is a potential to do all the good things, in every good things. So, therefore, the recognition of having this problem, because having the human body, precious human body, that gives us opportunity to listen and to understand the meaning and to actualize in the mind. To realize in the mind. Because of the precious human body. So this gives all these opportunities. therefore, this thing that which we call problem actually makes this obliges us to meditate, to practice meditation, to develop the mind. That means that this problem, the synthesis, it is giving chance to oneself to achieve the ultimate liberation, to bring yourself to the end of the whole entire suffering, whole entire problem, to bring oneself to the end of the whole entire problem and causes, the ultimate liberation, the everlasting happiness. So through meditation, through development of the mind. So therefore, in reality, when we practice meditation, because of this, we practice meditation, we develop our mind, the inner quality, you see, the most precious one. So this life situation, this life situation, the sicknesses, you see, actually it's there. Actually it is there. In this way, by practicing meditation, the sicknesses is actually helping you. The sicknesses is actually bringing you to the end, complete end of disease, the complete end of disease. you see, and not just only that, and every single other whole entire, you see, problems and causes. So that is one. This is one important point to recognize, to realize, the benefit of the problem, the benefit of the sicknesses. When you see, so we get this benefit this ultimate benefit from the sicknesses, if we practice meditation. So it's like that. So making the poison as nectar, you see, it is poison, but if you make it, but with you, one's own capacity, skills, if you make it, you see, you transform that nectar, so that there's no, it's no harm. So I stop here. Did you all the three time, you know, positive actions, imprint that we left on the mind? Then, doing this, you know, the listening and planning, you know, meditation, may the source of all the happiness, you know, the altruism, renounce ones of cherishing other sentient beings, or then this altruism may be generated within the mind, in the mind of all others, those who have it, then may it be developed. We dedicate and did these actions, all these positive actions that I did in my life towards others, stop giving harm and giving, you know, and helping others, benefiting others, all these positive actions, positive imprint, and all this, may I achieve the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, and lead everyone in this state.